I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great, but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from PitcherList.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is March 18th. And yes, we're going to talk about baseball. I got to go quickly here. I'm so sorry for the double podcast stuff, but here we go. So we have all the news that we talked about from yesterday. You guys know this stuff. Listen to the other one from this morning. The news, nothing has changed in the past hour or so since I've done this. Barrelo is someone you want to target. So is Gavin Stone. We're going to talk about those in a moment. All right, Statcast games. We have Johnny Brito, 2 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, 4 Ks. He looks like he's the SP5 instead of Matt Waldron, who went 3.1 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. He threw 43% knuckleballs, and I'm not a fan of that for Waldron. While Brito looks like more of a complete pitcher now, he's working on those cutters inside of lefties. I think that's going to become a bigger thing over time. And guess what? They're going to get the Cardinals in their first start, whoever it is as that SP5. Brito seems to me like that guy. So it might also be Cease needing more time to get ready for some reason. I don't know. Then Waldron could back him up. Cease only went 2 innings, so I don't know. Regardless, Brito is someone I would target for that Cardinals game. In 15 teamers, 12 teamers, no. Bobby Miller, 5 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 6 Ks. He's in the top half of the zone with a 4-seamer now, which is good. Apparently like 18 IVB. I did my basic math stuff and it was only like 15 to 16 last year. I don't know if that's real, but he has elite extension still. He has obviously that elite velocity, 99 miles per hour. And it's all just amazing with Bobby Miller. He actually turned his slider into a cutter now, which might work. He wasn't really effective at locating that bigger slider last year, so maybe the tighter cutter will do it. It's a strike pitch now. I hope he can turn it into a whiff pitch with 2 strikes moving forward. That's a really big thing, is that Bobby Miller doesn't have that destructo ball. That is the one that I know I'm going to get you on a whiff on, like Spencer Strider's slider on top of the 4-seamer, right? That's the last step for Bobby Miller. I think he can get that. Gavin Stone obviously had an impressive line, 3.1 innings, 0 runs, 0 hits, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts, but this was against Korea. Keep that in mind. That was 8 strikeouts in 10 outs. His changeup was ridiculous. 11 over 20 whiffs, not strikes, whiffs. He kept it very down. That was good. The other stuff, it was very much in the zone, and that's the biggest concern I have, is like, how good is that, you know, the rest of that repertoire? It is harder, 95.5 miles per hour, which is a 1.5 ticks higher than the 94 last year for Stone, but it was only 13 4-seamers, might have been amped and everything. I'm not quite sold on Stone, however, I would be drafting him in 12-teamers because he gets the Giants first, and he's a perfect spec guy to say, like, all right, how good are you, Stone? Is this actually something that you'll be able to take advantage of your situation and run with it? I don't know yet. I'm going to be in, I guess, as a flyer, but I'm not totally sold that he's going to be amazing. Stone versus Raylo, I'm going to say Stone just because of the pedigree a little bit more, while Raylo is also just a really fun one and in a great situation too. But I do want to believe that Stone has better command than Raylo, but Raylo has a better four seamer. So both fun ones. And also Stone's is a little bit more volatile as far as like a position with it. If Raylo's killing it, he's just going to go. Dylan Cease, two innings, one earned run, one hit, zero walks, two Ks in his debut for the Padres. Nothing changes here. Obviously he's not going to learn anything like overnight. So no, whatever. I am going to move him up in my rank slightly because he is a Padre, and that will come out on Thursday. The list will be out on Thursday. I'm going to do my live stream then. Then I'm going to go to the other half for the, to hang out with everybody then again, of course, too. And by the way, yes, I'm going to be at the other half brewery in Williamsburg, not in Gowanus, in Brooklyn. It's going to be Williamsburg, Brooklyn. I'm going to be there doing a live Rates and Barrels podcast with Eno and DVR. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait for that. I'll be there at 3 p.m. on Wednesday. Framber Valdez, four innings, four earned runs, six hits, two walks, eight strikeouts. We haven't seen the cutter really do anything again, but the changeup is better against righties. I'm not totally sold that it's enough, but he's, you know, Framber Valdez. Everyone loves him more than I do, apparently. I don't know. I just think he's not going to be like an SP1 because he doesn't have a good sinker against the right-handers. Okay. Matthew Liberatore, 3.2 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 5 Ks. He looks like he's the SP5 if Sonny Gray isn't ready to go. I'm not a fan of it. It's not enough for me. He's at 94, not 95. The breakers are better, but this is not enough to chase. Jose Barrios, 4.2 innings, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 0 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Only 5 cutters against left-handed batters, which I want more. I think that it can be a very important pitch for him over time. I hope he leans into it more, but he's not really commanding it that well so far, so I understand if he does axe it ultimately, but I really want that to work. While Zach Wheeler was on the other side, 4 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 1 walk, 2 Ks. He was 2 ticks down. Don't worry too much about it. It's kind of weird to see 93.8 for Zach Wheeler when it's supposed to be like 95, 96. I very much imagine he's just taking this easy right now, not trying to push himself too hard, save those bullets for the season. Yeah, that makes all the sense to me. He's done this before. Mitch White also pitched that game with Jose Barrios, 3.1 innings, 3 earned runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 4 Ks. He is still 2 ticks harder, and he probably is the SP6 and not the SP7 with Paolo Espino being that SP7. But I don't think I buy the 9 over 33 whiffs from Mitch White. I just don't think it's that great of a pitch shape against a better offense, and it's just not quite everything I want. That's 9 over 33 whiffs on that four-seamer overall, which should really stand out. Like, whoa, okay, maybe it is just a better overall thing in many ways, but I'm curious to see it come the start of the year, but I'm not going to chase it when he does get an opportunity this season. Sixto Sanchez appeared, and that's just kind of cool. 20 pitches, two innings, one strikeout. 7 for 10 strikes on the slider. He's at 95, not like the 99 or whatever, but it's just cool to see it. He's not really going to start this year. Don't expect that whatsoever. Jose Quintana, 4.1 innings of 4 earned runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. His fastballs were more in the middle, and his curve and change were decently down, but this was not the pristine command you want from Quintana, and he needs that in order to succeed. Do not go after Quintana in your drafts. Wait for this in season when there is a Vargas rule to latch on to. Patrick Sandoval, 4.1 innings, 5 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. He floated so many sliders and changeups, and that ain't it. And we are just not going after the Irish Panada. Yes, Panada. Zach Gallen, 4.1 innings, 0 earned runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. He is a tick down, but he's in the edge of the zone beautifully. And like Wheeler, we're not worried about that tick. The command is on point, and that's what matters. Baltimore versus Detroit, kind of interesting because you have Julio Teheran. 4 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Absurd, and it's crazy and awesome, and what? Okay, fine. That's not going to be a thing that matters this year for the Orioles. I don't think. Maybe we'll see him for 2 seconds, but you should not care. Kenta Maeda, 4.1 innings, 3 earned runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks, and I have not been giving enough respect to Kenta Maeda. I was spooked by like the 88, 89, now he's up to 90. And 7 over 23 whiffs on the split, and 12 for 20 slider strikes that I'll take with 5 whiffs, and much more of the living around the edge Maeda than it is here you go, just go hit the thing in the zone Maeda. Much better. If he's SP2 or 3, which I think he is for the Tigers, that means his first start is the White Sox. I'm all for that. So suddenly when I've been saying, I don't really kind of want to touch Maeda, sure, you know what? I'll take that opening weekend start against the White Sox all day. And when Maeda is going outside of the 14th round, you just tack him onto your team like James Paxton and then you move on, especially Maeda, because you're going to get that opening weekend and then you can move on after that if you want. And Reese Olson also pitched in this one, four innings of one earned run, two hits, zero walks, and four strikeouts. I'm glad he focused on the changeup because honestly, that is the biggest area of growth for Reese Olson this season. 29% changeups, 11 out of 19 strikes is good. Fastball command wasn't very good. It was a lot of sinkers and four-seamers in the middle. And stop throwing that four-seamer, please, Reese Olson. And the slider wasn't as amazing as we've seen. He still has the SP5 spot, though. And that's really cool. He gets the Mets first. I am absolutely drafting him for that. And if Mize has the spot instead, I'm more excited about Casey Mize. But honestly, Reese Olson's good, too. And it's kind of crazy how many Tigers pitchers I am in on this year. All but Jack Flaherty, honestly. And even Flaherty is kind of interesting as well. All right, we have a lot more to talk about. And I'm going super fast. I apologize, but it's just how today works. And we're going to talk about the rest of the guys after this break.
I've got prostate cancer. But I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great,
but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
Tyler McGill, 3.2 innings, 4 earned runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 1 strikeouts. Yes, I'm off this train. I actually kind of think Jose Budo is better. So I really do not suggest you go after Tyler McGill. He's not throwing as hard as we want. He's not going the American spork. Well, it's just not it. The command isn't there. Don't do it. Mackenzie Gore, even though he allowed 8 earned runs in 4.2 innings, stay with me. 9 hits, stay with me. 2 walks, stay with me. 10 strikeouts, you with me? He looks so good at times. He is elevating effectively with a four-seamer. Did not get any velocity readings on this one, but I did see a nice changeup in there. I did see a nice cutter, a nice breaking ball. Mackenzie Gore, to me, is way more interesting than Tyler McGill. He does get the Reds in Cincinnati and then the Phillies, though. That's his first two starts. I get a big cherry bomb vibe out of this, which means I'm likely turning away from Gore. However, pay attention to him in the first week or two of the season. If he does showcase skills here of that higher fastball velocity, he's able to go upstairs still with that fastball. He might be worth it to roster after one of these, even if it doesn't go well. If he's on your wire, to pay attention to it. He's still someone you could just draft and then get strikeouts and maybe risk the ratios. Wins are not going to be a big thing either, though. I love Mackenzie Gore, especially if it was on any other team. Well, maybe not the Rockies. Fine. Or the Pirates. Fine. But you understand. Mackenzie Gore can be amazing, and I'm very curious what happens. Brian Bello, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. I watched some video briefly. It looked like he's going front hip to left to lefties for 2 strikes, which is kind of cool. Changeup is still a big deal. I just wish the slider was a bigger element. I want to see that 25% usage. He has the runway to go 6 innings constantly. He's a very good quality start arm. Brian Bello, I'm a big fan of this. I also just wish it wasn't Fenway. But Bello, I mean, he can really take that leap if he does get that slider working. Right now, he's kind of like a Logan Webb, like a worse version of it. And then the slider kicks in. Oh my gosh, he could be really, really good. Unfortunately, Webb pitches in Oracle Park and Bayo in the AL East of, and also Fenway, whatever. Reynaldo Lopez, as I mentioned before, 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. He has the SP5 spot now, so you want him on your fantasy teams because he pitches for Atlanta, and his first start is against the White Sox. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Go get Reynaldo Lopez at the end of your drafts. Will Warren and Clayton Beter started here, and 2.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 0 walks, and 5 Ks for Warren, while Beter went 4 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. So it's Warren, Beter, and Heel for the last spot of the rotation. I personally think that Beter is at the end of it. So that means it's Will Warren or Luis Heel. Luis Heel, to me, is the best pitcher of the lot. I can also see the Yankees saying, look, Heel, you're coming off of Tommy John, and we want you in the rotation later, but we want to save some bullets because we can't just put you in the rotation now and then you start the rest of the year. So what might happen is Will Warren gets this spot. I think he's the most complete pitcher between him and Clayton Beter. And I'm in for that in the first start against the Diamondbacks and just kind of going from there. It's not that high of a ceiling. I would rather go for Raylo. I'd rather go for Stone. It's fine. It's kind of like Clark Schmidt 2.0, really good sweeper in this way. So take that with a little bit of a grain of salt. You can even argue that you want Clark Schmidt more than Will Warren, and that makes a lot of sense. So it's just that it's the Astros first and then the Diamondbacks, and Schmidt would get Astros and then Warren would get the Diamondbacks. So yeah, I just want it to be Luis Heel just from a fantasy perspective, but it makes more sense, I think, for the Yankees not to push Luis Heel. We have Tanner Houck going 3.2 innings, 200 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. His sweeper is still filthy. The question still remains about his left-handed approach. That is two lefties. He does look a little bit more upright right now. Eric Smolski pointed this out to me, and I think he's right. And maybe that does mean that he gets a little bit more of the command that we want to see. I like him in 12-teamers. Between him, Stone, and Raylo, it is kind of interesting. I think Houck is in a better, more polished state. So I think I'm leaning there, but you can't go wrong really with those three at the moment. Those are really fun ones to go and chase. Now, Jose Ureña, 5 innings and 2 earned runs. He is the SP6 for the Rangers. Javier Assad had a very important game going 3.2 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 0 walks, 4 Ks. Why is this important? Because if Jameson Taillon isn't ready to go the first turn of the rotation, it's going to be Assad and Wisniewski likely piggybacking. Whoever is not starting that might have some value because they would be coming in probably around the fourth inning, thus they could vulture a win. I don't play that game. I don't want to do it. But if Assad is okay, he's okay. It's fastball cutters and blah, it's not that great. I honestly just don't really want to touch it. Logan Gilbert, 5 innings, 0 earned runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Whoa! Oh, this was a really bad Guardians lineup, and the strikeouts you earned were not well commanded. Got it. I mean, there was like one or two that was like, oh, that's a really good one. I don't think that I'm seeing anything that convinces my take on Gilbert. If you want to go after Gilbert, I get it. 108 whip, 190 innings last year. Totally understand. Oh, there's another element to reach. I get it completely. I don't see Logan Gilbert having a good enough command to truly take that leap. That is how I feel about it. I hope I am wrong. Seriously, I would love it. Logan Gilbert's amazing. And of course, Cole Reagans, 4.2 innings, 4 earned runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. How can you be in on Reagans and not on Gilbert? Look at those lines. Well, because Reagans had one bad inning. And honestly, he looked at his 4-seamer terribly in that one and got burned for it. However, he looks so good in all the other innings. And the only walk he had was a borderline 3-2 pitch. That was a strike. And the final run that he allowed was a relief, he had allowed a batter on with 2 outs and the reliever, let them score. So nothing to worry whatsoever about Cole Reagans. And he starts opening day with Pablo Lopez. Oh my gosh. All right. We have 4 more games to go. We have Spencer Strider. Ace is going to ace. Everything's great there. Tyler Wells, very sneaky play here. 4.2 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 0 walks, 6 Ks. I'd make an argument that he's actually more valuable than Stone and Raylo right now because he's on Baltimore. And he has the SP4 situation where he's going to get the Royals and then the Pirates possibly after that. That's kind of cool. So a lot of really fun guys to stream the first week or so and really consider the end of your drafts. I would be going for those with good matchups in these good situations over your just generalized names that you know. Make sure you're getting guys that you want to start. And I definitely want to start Tyler Wells. Cal Quantrill, Cole Story, bro. 4.2 innings of 0 earned runs. I'm really happy for you, but no. Logan Webb, 5.1 innings, 4 earned runs, 6 hits, 0 walks, and 8 strikeouts. I'm glad that the caper walk is still there, but he's allowed a lot more earned runs than I expected this season. Kind of strange. But don't worry, we're going to be fine with Logan Webb. Nick Mastrini, 4 innings, 0 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 2 Ks. I wish it were on TV. I wish we had more data. We just don't, but Mastrini should be on your radar. If he does get the SP5 spot, it's, well, he's a top prospect for the White Sox. I was very intrigued about him entering this year. I didn't really think he'd get this kind of opportunity, but here he is, 4 innings. It's between him, Drew Thorpe, and Chad Kuhl at the moment for that SP5 spot. Could be very, very interesting. I kind of hope it's Mastrini. And if he is, well, he does get Atlanta first, but you might not get another opportunity to get Mastrini even after that. So you might actually just stash Mastrini. You have Alex Wood against the, for the Athletics. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 0 walks, 6 Ks. That's great. And yet I'm not encouraged because it's the Athletics and Wood has done this kind of thing and I don't have any data and I don't have any reason to believe that he's really a new pitcher. Brandon Williamson, he's now dealing with shoulder soreness and went 2 innings, 4 earned runs. We talked about that before in yesterday's podcast that we have likely Connor Phillips as SP7 now. And maybe Chase Petty is ahead of him as well, but Brandon Williamson should likely be okay by the end of April. It's just shoulder soreness, not really a major injury, at least at this point. And lastly, you have Shane Bieber. 5.2 innings of 1 earned run, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 8 Ks. No data, and it's annoying. I just want some data to understand, is this 93 sitting? Is it 91, 92 sitting with like a push to 93? How are the breakers actually looking and where are they being located fully? It's so annoying. I want to believe that he's more than a 20% strikeout guy and a better command arm than he was last year. It's so frustrating, but I would be willing to take a larger chance on Bieber with this right now. So like if you're debating between Bayo and Bieber, I honestly would just do Bieber and just see if that is there because Bayo to me hasn't unlocked the slider yet. So that's kind of where I'm framing this in my mind for Bieber. All right, that is it for today. DL Hall is on TV today, so definitely go watch that. Hopefully Carlos Rodon is sitting 95, 96, not hitting with his top velocity, like actually 95.5 with his fastball finally. We can all wish and dream of anything we want, but that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, go, go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.